Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, Pop Culture, Season 4, Episode 1, Ballrooms and Biscottis. I am joined by my intrepid crew, Danielle Romo, Tara Sood, Amy Sugarman. How you doing? What's with the wallpaper? Look at the wallpaper.
I'm in Los Angeles, and this is my wallpaper here.
Oh, okay.
It's right. Flying zebras.
Wow, that's see the many houses, the many houses of Amy.
You guys can't see this, but Amy has really good color blocking going on right now.
Oh, thank you.
The what blue, the red.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you so much. It's very early again. We're taping a little early for me, and I have not showered. I just woke up.
Nor have
but I'm
I.
I'm ready to. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. all right, here we go. Lorelai and Roy get out of the airport shuttle back from their European trip, and Lorelai says that van ride felt longer than our trade ride from Paris to Prague, and we had that group of French boys singing Skater Boy and smelling like a soccer field sitting all around us, spelled SK8ERBOI. Mm-hmm. Most of Avril Lavigne's songs from this era were about real-life situations culled from her personal experience. In this song, Skater Boy is in fact Avril herself, and she has merely swapped the gender to hide the fact that the Skater Boy's experience is hers. In honor of the song... Yes.
You just saw her. Sorry to cut you off, but you just saw Avril.
I did. We rocked and rolled together. We rocked out.
You guys,
yes.
Avril is so iconic, and this song is so iconic.
Yep.
It is taking everything of me not to sing it.
I know.
So I
know.
I am going to spare everyone's eardrums that are listening, but this is amazing song.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. My God. Really, really great weekend.
And a perfect reference.
Absolutely.
In Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
totally.
In honor of the song's 20th anniversary, Avril said in 2021, she plans to make Skater Boy into a movie. That should be exciting.
Except it never happened.
I know it never happened. But she's really having a moment right now. You got to give it to her. She like went off, was kind of away for a little bit. And now she's back and she's crushing it, performing music. I mean, maybe Skater Boy's coming in 2023.
Yeah, she just said it in 2021. Give her some time. It takes a long time to gather up some funds to make a movie. You know, they're expensive.
She is rad. She's totally back. She's totally back.
I'm here for it.
All right. Babette is freaking out over Rory and Lorelai coming back later than scheduled. Babette says, I thought you'd been... Should I do the voice now?
Sure.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take that. I'm going to hurt myself. I thought you'd been kidnapped by some crazy Sandinistas or something. The Sandinista National Liberation Front is a socialist political party in Nicaragua. The party is named after Augusto Cesar Sandino, who led the Nicaraguan resistance against the United States occupation of Nicaragua in the 1930s. There's a little history lesson for you. Rory and Lorelai forgot to get Luke a gift from Europe. They say they needed to get something from Stars Hollow. Rory says everything you buy here has a Hello Kitty stamp on the bottom. Hello Kitty is a Japanese brand that was founded in 1962. I did not know that. I
thought it was going strong.
Oh my God.
My nieces love Hello Kitty.
All of my stuff in school was like Hello Kitty. I went to the Sanrio store.
Who did you like? Which of the...
I liked Hello Kitty.
Oh, I was...
Oh, I didn't know there's more than one.
Oh, there's all... Like, there's like six different characters.
There's so many good ones. But Pachaco is my...
Oh, Pachaco's cute.
I know.
Scott, continue.
Can I continue? No.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to.
We'll definitely have more to say about Hello Kitty.
No, I'm that's why I shut up. I wanted to hear it. I was... I mean, I didn't know. I'm getting an education here. 1962 by Yuko Shumizi and owned by the company Sanrio. Today, the brand is worth $7 billion.
I was going to say.
With
a B. Oh, my gosh.
And her face adorns over 50,000 products available in more than 60 countries, including official branded wines and a limited edition Fender Hello Kitty Stratocaster, which is a guitar, Fender guitar. Thought to be worth at least $20,000. Wow.
Jeez. It's crazy. Have you been to the Hello Kitty Cafe?
I personally have not. No.
Is that in LA?
So there's one in Irvine that's a full cafe and you can do high tea or you can do like get like little snacks.
So
and then
cute.
In Vegas, right by T-Mobile Arena, there's that little car.
Wait, we should have gone.
I know. There's a little car and it's the mini version of the Hello Kitty Cafe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very cute.
All right, Jackson telling Lorelai and Rory he doesn't want to know the sex of the baby. Jackson, hey, in the old days, the guys would pace back and forth in the waiting room until a pretty nurse in a nice white outfit would come out and say, congratulations, it's insert your chosen sex. Here, Ricky Ricardo didn't know. Dick Van Dyke didn't know. And by gum, if it was good enough for Rick and Dick, it's good enough for me.
First of all, Ricky. That was the funniest part that he said that.
Ricky Ricardo is a character name from the show I Love Lucy. On the show, Ricky had a little Ricky and his wife Lucy. In real life, Desi Arnaz has had two kids, Lucy and Desi Arnaz Jr. with Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
The iconic duo. The show was so popular that more people tuned in to view little Ricky's birth than Dwight Eisenhower's presidential inauguration in 1953. Dick Van Dyke starred in the Dick Van Dyke Show from 1961 to 1966. What a great physical comedian he was, or still is. What a great physical comedian he is. And I bet you he can still do it. He's still cranking, man.
He was dancing. He was honored at the Kennedy Center. And Derek Huff did this tribute, and I think he was dancing in it. Yeah, that guy is amazing.
Yeah. Rory is agreeing with Jackson about not knowing the sex of the baby. Jackson says to Rory, welcome to 1954.
Oh, my gosh.
Rory says, hear about that whole Sputnik thing, Jackson. replies, oh, Eisenhower is on top of it. Sputnik is the first Russian satellite that launched on October 4, 1957. Eisenhower is the 34th president from 1953 to 1961. Jackson is referring to events that happened in the 50s because he doesn't want to know the sex of the baby. Lorelai telling Luke, would you guys have, has anybody, you know, I guess nobody's a baby here except for me.
No.
Do you guys have children?
Some of our team, but none of us.
Okay.
None of us have.
All right. Lorelai, well, let's do a hypothetical. Would you want to know, Danielle, the sex of your baby?
Danielle.
Absolutely. I have way too much anxiety not to know the sex of the baby. Like, I need to plan.
Right.
And I need to know. Right. I give mad props to the people that stick it out until, you know, the baby's born to find out.
But Tara, what do you think?
Oh, I have to. I'm way too organized to not. Like, I can't do spur of the moment.
Right. I would want to not know. Like, I like the idea of that. Like,
but it would also stress
you out. I
wouldn't
be able to do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I always read the end of the book first. I always, like, know what's going to happen. So I like the theory of it, but I don't think I'd be able to pull it off.
Right, right. So having a baby to you is a lot like reading a book. It's like a story.
The one that was going in my brain was worse because when someone dies on Walking Dead, I always Google it first. And I felt that that was not a good comparison. Wait, Scott, did you know if you're having a boy?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We could see his, we could see his penis.
Okay.
And all the sonograms. There it was. Boom.
I love that Danielle can't hear that word without laughing.
If your wife was like, I don't want to know the sex of the baby, because you can't really, unless you're a doctor, like, those,
right.
It's kind of hard to read those things. But if your wife was like, I don't want to know, would you be game for it? Or would you kind of persuade?
Well, what would you do like Jackson, where you didn't know? Do you know what I mean? What, like they're doing?
You're asking me? No, I wanted to know. We got to plan ahead. Got to get the room ready.
But what if you didn't and she did? Do you think you could pull off what Jackson and Suki are doing?
No way.
I don't know that I would want to create any kind of stress, you know, during that time. I think whatever's easy and like whatever my wife chose to do, like I don't want to know, I would go along with it.
And oh, cool.
If she wanted to know, I said, yeah, let's do that. Why do you want to create stress?
I just think Jackson's going to stumble into the shed accidentally. I think he's not going to make it not knowing.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you know, different strokes for different folks. summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, Lorelai telling Luke on their European trip that they went to Ireland because U2 owns a hotel there and Bono is known to hang out there.
That's pretty so good. Funny. It's so good.
Lorelai, so when we jumped on a train, we headed to Ireland. Incredibly beautiful, by the way. We sat in a bar for 2 days and did nothing but eat soda crackers and funky cheese, and he never showed. Luke, que sera... was just used in season 3, episode 20. It means whatever will be, and it was a hit song, I believe, by, who was it, Doris Day? Maybe our crack staff can check
I will out. Look,
It was
yes.
a big hit song on the radio, I remember. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. Anyway, Taylor is mad at Rory for not participating in his Ice Cream Queen delegation. Taylor, no, I understand. You're no longer our Little Stars Hollow Rory Gilmore. You belong to the Ivy Leagues right now. It's time to cut those small town ties and go off and do something important, like go to drama school or have one of those high-class naked parties with that Bush girl.
It was Doris Day.
Was I right? Okay, there you go. The Pundits is a secretive society at Yale University, and they initiated the nude parties, which profess to be non-sexual in nature in the mid-1990s, open to a select few. The society claims that President George Bush's daughter, Barbara, attended a naked party during her second year in 2002. Rory is bothered by Taylor. Can we discuss that in any shape? Barbara Bush at Yale having a naked party?
Yes,
I think there's something to be riffed about.
I think they're quite smart, those girls.
Yeah. Well, there's
and
no question.
Did he go to Yale? He went to Yale.
Yes,
President Bush.
He did go to Yale.
He did.
And I think his dad, the senior, went to Yale.
That's the part I didn't know. I will find that out while you all talk.
I met the senior. I shook his hand.
Very nice. They're so nice.
And yeah. Anyway,
I think I met senior, not George W.
I met senior. Yeah. Rory is bothered by Taylor telling her she isn't about her town anymore. And Rory responds, I don't want to change. I don't want to be the any town girl. I'm not Daria. Daria is an American so adult animated sitcom. The series ran from March 3, 1997 to January 21, 2002 on MTV. It focused on the title character, Daria Morgendorfer, an intelligent, cynical high school student voiced by Tracy Grandstaff. The plots of Daria largely concerned a juxtaposition between the central character's jaded, sardonic cynicism and the values, preoccupations of her suburban American hometown of Lawndale. Rory
correct
and,
on Yale. Sorry. Correct
was
on
it,
Yale.
Was it?
Both,
yeah.
They all presidents. Went
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Impressive.
I just remember the senior in a with a big turtleneck sweater with a Y on it in black and white.
Oh yeah, very impressive.
Rory and Lorelai rushing around town to finish all the errands needed before Rory goes off to Yale. Lorelai says, I'm so wiped. I shouldn't have taken that third Excedrin PM last night. Rory says, third? Why'd you take three? Lorelai says, oh, well, originally I took two. Then somewhere around 4 in the morning, I woke up and had a major Maryland moment. And now I'm ready to sleep with the Kennedys. Okay. I think we all know what that means. Rory, I heard Carrie is still available. Huh. What is that? Guys, you want to chime in a little bit?
I was not, I didn't totally follow. Are they talking about Carrie from the movie Carrie the Prom?
No, John Carrie.
Oh, John Carrie. Oh,
well,
my
that's
God.
What it, I think so. I heard I was Carrie is still available.
Because he didn't win.
Carrie Kennedy.
Yeah, no. Carrie Kennedy is the seventh child of Robert F. Kennedy.
Carrie Kennedy, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a whole different place, but
I woke up and had a major Maryland moment. Now I'm ready to sleep with the Kennedys. Rory, I heard Carrie is still available. The Maryland moment Lorelai was referring to is Marilyn Monroe often cracked open Nembutal capsules, added a chlorohydrate tablet, and washed them both down with a tumbler of champagne to escape insomnia.
Yikes.
That is very well researched. This is a particularly lethal cocktail, not only because each of these drugs increase or potentiate the power of the other, but also because people who take this combination often forget how much they previously consumed and whether they took them at all, and soon reach for another dose. Uh-oh.
Sounds really not good.
Yeah. Before Marilyn's death, it was rumored that she was having affairs with both John F. Kennedy and his brother, Robert F. Oof. Kennedy.
Although hard for me in a game of Would You Rather, but not appropriate.
Let me tell you something. I mean, Jackie had had enough. Let me see. Carrie Kennedy is the seventh child of Robert F. Kennedy and Ethel Skakel Kennedy. And Robert F. Kennedy. You know, there's another. Who's the Kennedy? What's his name? Who is the environmental activist? That's
Cheryl Hines' husband.
No, but that's Robert. That's another Robert Kennedy, right? That's Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert
Jr.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost ran him over in Colorado.
In a car?
A couple of years ago. He just ran
out. On skis?
No. We were going skiing, but we were in the town, and he just ran across the street.
Lord.
They go there for years. They've been there for decades and decades.
Be careful.
No. He just ran out, and I wasn't driving. I was a passenger. I was like, oh, my God. And then he turned and looked at us, and it was Kennedy.
Oh, my God. Like,
that could have been a headline. What do you think?
They do look.
They're very, very distinctive looking, for sure. Yeah. Carrie Kennedy is the seventh. Well, I already read that. When Rory and Lorelai split up errands, and Rory has to walk past Taylor's Soda Shop grand opening, Lorelai, you better walk really fast, like Warp Speed, Mr. Sulu, kind of fast. Warp Speed, Mr. Sulu, is a classic line from the Star Trek franchise when the captain wanted the spacecraft to travel faster than the speed of light.
I'm telling you, one of those writers loves Star Trek because are so many Star Trek references in Gilmore Girls, and I respect it.
Oh, yeah. Hikaru Kato Sulu is a fictional character played by George Takei.
And a national treasure because he's still alive and we love him.
Yeah, I do some of these conventions that I do. He's there.
Oh, I bet he's massive.
He naps very well.
He's
usually on a
popular
couch and he's like snoozing away.
I almost fell over. Yeah, I could see him being so popular.
I did one in I think it was North Carolina. Both.
I bet you Shatner would crush it.
Shatner was there. And Takei was there. I think it was New York Comic Con. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of trippy seeing those two guys in the same room.
Or amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, so Rory giving Richard his gift she and Lorelai got for him in Europe. Rory says they had a whole set of Alice in Wonderland pipes that Mom wanted to get, but they were way too expensive. We just got the Queen of Hearts. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, commonly Alice in Wonderland, is an 1865 English novel by Lewis Carroll. It details the story of a young girl named Alice who falls through a rabbit hole into a fantasy world of anthropomorphic creatures. The Queen of Hearts is the main antagonist in the book, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. She is a childish, foul-tempered monarch whom Carroll himself describes as a blind fury who is quick to give death sentences at the slightest offense. Speaking of monarchs, did you guys watch this, the Queen's funeral? Did you guys see this?
Oh, of course.
Wow. Yeah. Wasn't First that of all, just stunning? Just yes. unbelievably sad? And
yes.
But at the same time, so beautifully respectful and so...
Agree wow. on everything.
My
but
gosh.
Did you see David Beckham waited 13 hours in his fancy suit
right.
and waited? And then... Because you're not supposed to turn your back on the queen, he sidestepped away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He received an MBE from her.
He said
that he wanted a queue with the people because his grandfather would have frowned upon him cutting the line like so many politicians did, right? That his grandfather, who, you know, I guess played a huge part of his upbringing, would have disapproved if he had cut the line. So he was being a good boy. Yeah.
Victoria is a lucky lady, let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's just...
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Isn't he just like the nicest guy and the greatest guy?
And the other moment that just made me cry my eyeballs out, when all the grandchildren... during the queue or whatever they call it, all the grandchildren came out and like bow their heads as people... I don't even know these people. Just bawling, bawling. Yeah.
God, that was just so powerful, that whole thing. I mean, that is something that has, I mean, that hasn't been done in 100 years. I mean, to that degree, that kind of a funeral. My God. Oh, man, it was beautiful to watch. Just the respect paid to somebody who served humanity for 70 plus years. And she was the queen of the world. She just wasn't queen of UK. She was queen of
right,
you know,
and just for so long.
For so long. Just giving her life over to that. Just wow.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rory calling Lorelai saying Emily is taking her hostage and won't let her leave Friday night dinner. Rory, this is Iran in 1979. You are Jimmy Carter. The Iran hostage crisis happened in 1979 during Carter's last year in office. He lost the election in 1980 because people lost faith in Carter after this incident. Rory's referring to Lorelai being Jimmy Carter because he failed to rescue the hostages, and it took 444 days to negotiate. I remember that very vividly. Emily is making Rory watch ballroom dancing videos after dinner. Emily, that's Corky and Shirley Ballas. I love them. They're so talented. Corky and Shirley Ballas are Latin ballroom dancing champions, and Shirley is currently the head judge of Strictly Come Dancing on the BBC.
If you did not listen to the recap this week, you're going to want to.
Yeah. Especially the end.
Oh, yeah.
The end.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. Big so surprise. It is so good. Corky and Shirley Ballas are the parents of current Dancing with the Stars pro Mark Ballas, who is competing this season with Charlie D'Amelio.
D'Amelio.
That's what I said.
D'Amelio, but it's kind of D'Amelio.
Okay.
Just telling you.
Whatever. Okay. Charlie D'Amelio. Moving on.
I want you to sound hip with the kids.
Okay. That's not going to happen. No matter what I do, it won't happen.
You're not bad.
I know who she is. I mean, she's a really good dancer, right?
Isn't it funny that like this episode that we're watching is like the exact moment that Mark comes back on Dancing with the Stars? It like blows my mind.
It's really great.
That was so crazy.
Yeah.
No, but I know who this. I know who she is. I've seen her videos.
Dixie and Charlie.
She made the Forbes list. Okay, so Corky and Shirley also helped raise and train Julianne and Derek Hough, who moved to England to compete.
Yeah, Correct. They like literally like took them in their household. Yes. And so Mark and Julianne and Derek all grew up together.
And they're kind of like siblings. Yeah, and they're still kind of like siblings. Yeah.
What a story.
And Derek is currently judging the season of Dancing with the Stars.
And we love them all. We love them.
Yeah. Great people. Lorelai picking up Rory from the Gilmores and Lorelai telling Emily she's kept Rory here for hours. Lorelai says, Mom, she's been here for hours. Patty Hearst had a shorter incarceration. Patty Hearst is the granddaughter of the Hearst publishing magnate, William Randolph Hearst. She was kidnapped 1974 by the Symbionese Liberation Army, the SLA, and didn't return until a year later when she was caught participating in an armed robbery in San Francisco and LA. On tape, she was caught in her San Francisco apartment and found guilty of armed robbery, but later pardoned in 2001. Lorelai is referring to Emily kidnapping Rory to keep her there because Lorelai didn't show up for Friday night dinner. Lorelai is laughing about Rory being kept with Emily while Richard is already sleeping. Lorelai says, Lorelai is laughing about Rory being kept with Emily while Richard is already sleeping. Lorelai says, oh, you know, you've got Rory locked in there with the Mambo Kings, and Dad went to bed. The Mambo Kings is a film from 1992 starring Antonio Banderas and Armand Asante. The film is about two brothers who move to America from Cuba to bring Mambo music to a dance club. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of pop culture.
It was a good one.
Yeah, there was some funny current like things that make sense today. That's what I always say. These people knew what they were doing back then.
Yes, they did. Okay, so the next episode is going to be season 4, episode 2, The Lorelei's Favorite Day at Yale.
I have to make a confession. I started watching episode 2 and I kept going and I want episode like 6.
No.
You did not do that. Did you really do that? You went ahead?
Yeah, I feel okay, so bad. I'm going to
impose sanctions. There's sanctions coming your way.
This season,
it's true.
This
it's like, Tara,
so
we all
want
to do that.
We all want to do that. You can't break from the team and
I
do
know,
that.
I know.
That's
I mean,
serious.
Technically, I've seen it, though, so I'm not really breaking away.
All right,
but
listen,
it's been a
Amy,
good season.
Amy. We have to have a meeting tonight.
Yeah, let's
we're gonna have to gather
out.
And we're
I'll
gonna
get
have,
HR. I'll get HR.
We're gonna have to decide what the sanctions will be.
Really bad. Really.
See,
bad.
She's now she's got all this knowledge. She's got future knowledge. She's gonna wipe up the floor with us on these podcasts now.
For every episode you watch ahead of us, you have to get us each a box of Malamars.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yes.
It's almost Malamar season.
I know.
Yeah, get on it.
Sorry, guys. It's a good season. Let me tell you.
Okay, we don't want to hear it. Okay, you cannot.
Yeah, you
this is such a. Oh my goodness, this is huge. What
By
are we going to do?
I texted you guys this because I was. I don't know why I was just revisiting it, but Rob Estes. Hello.
He did randomly
so
text
good.
That.
I know because I was doing a deep dive on the Instagram. So I saw our post with him and I'm like, oh my gosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the segment where Amy waxes and wanes.
Seriously.
For a hunky guy. Here we go.
If you are not following us on Instagram, you should be because you can see. Unfortunately,
from her bed. From her bedroom.
You'll have to see us, but you can also see Rob Estes.
I'm all in podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
He
was so great.
Yeah, he's great. He's
anyway.
You know, that there's no mystery as to why he became a star. You know,
yeah.
It's like you talk to him, you see him, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's gonna work out.
he's gonna
be one of those guys, right? It's like it's instant, you know. Some people you're like, I don't get it. You know.
And we have some amazing interviews coming up, guys. So
tell us.
No, I'll be surprised.
Was I involved in them? Yes.
Yeah, you're doing them all. Uh-huh. But season 4 is going to be our biggest ever for interviews. So.
Oh man, this is exciting. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. All right, so next episode, season 4, episode 2, The Lorelei's First Day at Yale. So that's
oh
gonna,
yes, because it's mm-hmm, full circle from mm-hmm. Chilton.
Exactly. Nothing gets by you.
No.
not in those pajamas. No. Anyway, thanks everybody. Thanks, gang. Amy, Tara, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Only funnier for you would have said, thank you, Captain Obvious. Yeah, I know.
I know.
I'm
gonna work on that. Thank you. All right, everybody. Stay safe. Love you guys. Bye. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.